This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. A public records request uncovered some talking points that argued in favor of the recently passed capital gains income tax, saying farmers and ranchers work less than half-time to make $250,000 annually. Pam Lewison with the Washington Policy Center, herself an Eastern Washington farmer, says it's a lifestyle versus business perception for some.
From the outside looking in, I think people think of the lifestyle piece without thinking about the business piece. And I think what happens is that there's a misunderstanding and sort of a communication gap about what it is that farmers and ranchers really do.
Ann Lewison says, as a result,
you get talking points like this because people see what they believe is a short window of hustle and time of year that's really busy, and the remainder of the year where it seems like nothing is happening, even though that's just not the case.
For her, Lewison says there's been a range of emotions.
Jason sent me that breakfast request just as we were headed out to change water, and it took me 30 acres of furrow irrigation to work off how angry I was to form a response.
In reality, Lewison says, it's simple.
You don't necessarily need a doctor or a lawyer every day, but you absolutely need a farmer at least 3 times a day.
Bottom line, Lewison says, nobody that she knows in agriculture works anywhere close to half time.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington's Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.